This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Couldn't agree with you more, Craig. Sound like Scott Jackson in the background. That was a wild event to get all those five stars in one location. Speaking of five stars, that is exactly who our next guest was. He lives a five-star life. He's been a baller since day one, and that is Coach Chris Knocke. See, Knock, you can't hide it, man. Come out. You've been exposed. Okay.
You're the best, Doc. You are too
No, funny, no, man. No. You always try to fly under the radar and try to go in there, brother, but I never, ever don't pull that mask down every time and let everybody know. Don't let him do that to you. He's undercover. You know, he's undercover. You know, now look at this Maryland squad, and I go, it's almost like old times. I mean, this is nothing new to us having successful programs in this town. You've been on the bench with successful teams. I've covered your teams. You've covered others. We know that from pup school all the way up. As the fellas have taught me here, it's in the water. I get it. But there's a little something different when the hair starts to rise on the back of your neck. Those kind of games. We haven't had a whole lot of those in a minute. And I feel like that's coming back now. And you got to earn that. You got to earn it. So I'll ask you, because you were part of that, man, that trio, Holiday, Knocke, and the Wizard. I mean, that crew is crazy, crazy, crazy freaks. And yet, it's fitting for this type of game. Am I on point or completely off point that this kind of matchup reminds me of old times?
No, it's fantastic. It's a great opportunity for this team. And you know what? To your point, Doc, they earned it. They played their way into this game and this opportunity. And they deserve a lot of credit for that. There were some bumps early on as these guys kind of got acclimated with each other. But they've weathered all that, playing very good basketball right now. And the great thing about, one thing about winning, when you keep doing it, you get on a roll, particularly this time of year where all the games are so important, man, that next game is always a big one. And when you add Tom Izzo and Michigan State, Team Sparty into that mix, it just feels even bigger. Michigan State had one of the great wins of the college basketball season here in their last game at Michigan. That's a tough game there, arch rivals. And they won by double digits. They're playing well, too. So let's go. I wish we were tipping it off tonight.
Yeah, in Maryland, and people worry about the time. And I mean, I don't care if it's noon or midnight. And I've learned this over the years, eavesdropping in your conversations, that really good teams need more than one big. You get two bigs, that are unselfish, and that how I determine a team, eavesdropping into your conversations over the years, it's going to be all about how do they defend? How do they rebound? And do I have three guards that are in transition that I know guys I can trust? And so I look at this team and I go, just what coaches always said. And I'm looking at them and they've split minutes. They share minutes. They all defend. It's almost like he doesn't have to yell at them to do things that I've seen other coaches have to crack a whip to get their kids to do.
Yeah, and you know, Doc, you know, usually when you put together a game plan and you're, you know, at a D1 level, there's always a weakness that you can exploit, or somebody you can lay off of, somebody you don't have to cover at the three-point line, or whatever, somebody you can take advantage of defensively, where you just really, really love that matchup. And these guys, you know, particularly that starting five, there is no weak link. They'll shoot it. They are willing defenders. You mentioned the defense and the rebounding. The dirty work is what wins games. You know, the dirty work that nobody, that a lot of guys don't want to do, you know. And yet you get to this level, power five level, all these guys were big scorers at some point in time in their lives, whether it was high school or AAU or whatever. They all were. The difference is the guys who are willing to do all the little things that it takes to win, you know, in any sport, on any level. And I'm impressed with how selfless these guys have been. They've believed. They've stayed the course. Like I said, there were some bumps early on and some difficult losses. But right now, 21-6 with an opportunity to go 12-5 in the Big Ten is pretty nice opportunity.
How do you describe a kid like Queen? Not his skills. We've seen that before. What I haven't seen consistently is the demeanor matched with the physicality and the soft hands.
Yeah, well, I'd call it, if you asked me to describe it in one word, I think I'd say he's a savant. Yeah. You know, he does things that you can't, I mean, I know he's had good teachers and coaches in his background. Yeah. There's certain things he does physically, Doc, that nobody's taught him. It's just you either have it or you don't. It's the hands, the great hands. He's a ballerina along the baseline with his footwork, you know. And for a guy who's 255 pounds or whatever, right. 255 or whatever they report him as, you know, that's, you don't see that a lot. And he's just got all those little things that make him a really difficult cover. That, and he's also a learner. Man, he, you know what, this guy struggled early on this season, and I don't think it came too easily to him, but he's figured it out over the course of the last couple of weeks. He's been virtually unstoppable, and even in games where they limit his shots, he only had 9 shots in his last game, but he had 17 rebounds. I mean, 17 rebounds in a D1 game is getting it done in a big way, and so he has figured it out. He's taken the next step and then some, and so you got to credit him for that. There are a lot of guys that come in and say, I'm the real deal, I got the package, I know what I'm doing, but there aren't that many guys that are willing to learn during the process.
Hey, Coach, just looking at the job that Kevin Willard has done this season, in his third season, what can you say about their late game execution? I feel like this season they've done a good job of executing down the stretch and being able to, you know, seal games and put them away, as opposed to, you know, the first couple of seasons here.
Yeah, and a good question. And I tell you what, I think they've actually gotten really a lot better at that as the season has gone on. And that's credit to him and his staff. I mean, and probably a lot of situational work and practice. But I will tell you too, with absolutely no disrespect intended, it's easier to finish out games when you got really good guards. Mm-hmm. And they've got really good guards. The ball is in the hands of Kobe Gillespie or Rodney Rice, you know, down the stretch of games. They're good decision makers. They're great free throw shooters, which is huge because that's where you close out a lot of games. And so, they figured it out. I think the guys also have figured out their roles in the last minutes of games. And you know how they can best be used, and the job at hand. So they've come a long way in that area for sure.
Coach, I've tried to understand this young people. You know, as you age, you get further and further separated. And
good luck and, with that, Doc.
Well, no, but I think I have to because a lot of them are coworkers. And so What I love about these young guys now that are gifted, and Queen reminds me, like JD5, he doesn't wake up in the middle of the night and check his phone to see how many likes he has. Why is that?
Yeah, I, you know what? That's really good. Just some guys are wired different, you know? And I was watching a clip, I don't know where I saw it, Doc, but somebody had put it on social media somewhere, of JD5 in the last 50 seconds of the Eagles game at home. And I could not get over, again, and I watched the game live. I bet I watched it 8 times since it happened, or clips of it, you know, 7 or 8 times. But watching it again, just the last 50 seconds, with all that was on the line, and you're playing the best team in football, the best talent, the most talented team in football, I could not get over the composure and the way he approached the game. At one point in time, you know, he downs the ball, he spikes the ball. They're clearly down. They have no timeouts left, 10 seconds left. It's either, you know, you throw it into the end zone or you throw it out of the end zone on the next play. And clearly, you know, that was the next play was the touchdown. But he's up there. He's laughing with one of the Eagles linemen. I guess it was Carter, one of those guys on the Eagles line.
Yeah, it was.
He was just cool as could be. Like I've been here before. I've worked on this. I've practiced it. I've seen it. And here we go. And I just, you know, that kind of composure, that kind of steel is so impressive. And a lot of guys don't have it, man. You get a lot of guys who will buckle when the time is right. And Queen, to his credit, one of the things about Queen down the stretch of games is how remarkable he's been at the foul line in terms of closing out games. Back to Anthony's point about closing out games. You know, a lot of times when you're given fouls in that situation, you're going and fouling the other team's big guy if you can, because usually they shoot a lower percentage. And Maryland's guys are both well over, you know, into the 70s. Julian Reese has come for miles as a free throw shooter, and Queen is just, you know, lights out, particularly down the stretch of games. You know, it was one game against Ohio State where he struggled, but for the most part, he's been a part of those, you know, he's been one of the closers, and that makes him different.
Yeah, I don't sense any ego. I love the way Reese leads by example, but also no ego. That's the one thing I notice about the Terps, is that they're real togetherness, and it's not fake. You know, some guys, and they've played and been in this town, and we all know exactly who the people I'm talking about, they wanted you to see them lead. And it was phony as a $3 bill. And they wanted to get the credit. And they wanted you to know that they wanted to get the credit. This team is pure. I sense a purity with them. Easy to like, hustle, go for it. And I judge them even when the chips on the road, they lost when it was tight. No finger pointing. And you know, I mean, you guys are there and you've coached the game. You get it. Real good vibe about this team. No matter what happens on Wednesday, their test will be the tournament. And I really believe that they're going to shake up some things.
Yeah, I hope that's the case, and I think you're right. But to your point about leadership, and like one of the things I noticed about Queen and his development, I think I said this on the air a couple of times, that it looked to me a couple of weeks ago like somebody's been talking to him. Somebody's been sort of mentoring him. Like one of the things you don't see him do, like he was doing it a lot early in the season, is yapping with refs.
Right.
He was doing it an awful lot early in the season. And you know what, Doc? Mm-hmm. I've never seen an official turn to a player and say, you know what, you're right. I'm going to change that call. No, it just doesn't happen, right? So here's my point with this. So one of the things you notice, I'm not in the locker room. You know, I get a chance to interview Willard in the locker room right after the games, win or lose. But one of the things you see when you travel with these guys is that Derek Queen is about half a step behind Julian Reese wherever you go. They sit together on the plane. They sit together at meals. To me, that speaks volumes. I don't have to be in a locker room to know what's going on in that relationship,
right.
You know?
Right.
And Julian's been a good college player for 4 years. He's going to end up with some insane numbers because he's played so much over 4 years. And maybe one of his greatest legacies will be the fact that he was able to mentor this kid, even if the kid's only there for 9 months or whatever that freshman season consists of. If it's the kind of a great year we all hope for, that's a great legacy in and of itself.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
We got Chris Nockey on the Hoffman Show, Doc Walker filling in, super producer also here. Question regarding the DMV's talent here and the fact that, you know, we had Jameer Young last year, DeMatha, Catholic point guard. We got Rodney Rice also out of DeMatha. What is, you know, Kevin Willett trying to, you know, manufacture over at Maryland where he's managing to, you know, get a lot out of the DMV talent? Because that's also was a huge thing in his hiring, you know, being able to retain the DMV talent here. I mean, we still have a couple of guys on the roster, Deshaun Harris-Smith, Julian, you name it, to be honest.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a different kind of algebra right now because of the way the portal works. And you can't exist on high school talent alone. I mean, some of these cases you're getting these DMV kids like Rodney Rice on the rebound, you know, from someplace else. Jameer Young was the same play. He came in same situation. He came in from Charlotte. So I know he's committed in really mining the best players from D.C., and that includes, obviously, the DMV. DMV, and that includes Baltimore. You know, Baltimore can be such a hotbed in any given year. So I know he's committed to that. The rest of it is sort of, finding kids out there through the portal that match a couple different things, match your needs, match the way you envision, the way you want to play. And also, let's be honest, match what you have to pay. And that's a part of this as well. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta marry all those things together. And so they did a remarkable job of that here in the off season. They remedied last year. This team couldn't shoot, couldn't score aside from Jameer. And they went out and made sure that wasn't going to be the case this year. This year they're getting 83, 84 a game, and there's certain times of the game where the points come so easily that you're just, you know, you just, wow. You know, they get up and down the court, they play at pace, they're able to score in half court when they have to grind it out. I mean, they got it going on the offensive end for sure this year, and that is a stark contrast to what they had last year.
Anthony, I just for kicks, can you imagine what Naki would have brought in NIL back in the day? No, seriously, think about it. And then
you know what,
he's going to really take it up to the Wizard, to Walt.
Oh, I'm not going to betray all this, the story.
I understand.
Betray the confidence of the Wizard. But the other day I was talking to Wiz about what some of these guys, not just Maryland guys, but what some of these guys are making that I'm aware of. And Wizard looked at me, and he dropped like six or seven F-bombs in a row. And he's like, you know, his whole point was, what would I have been worth, you know,
that's my point.
Back in the day? I mean, that guy had like eight consecutive 30-point games, you know, his last, you know, I mean, he would have been the highest-paid college player in America.
Yeah, and it's good for the game. I'm not mad at it because that means that money was always there. It just went somewhere else.
I agree, Doc.
We'll never know. But the passion for the game, hopefully it's not ruined the game. That's the thing I'm happy about. Because it could have killed the game. It could have really ruined it. And I don't think so. I think we're starting to get it figured out. And because based on what I've seen just thus far, it's been a good ride. And the best is yet to come. See, Knock, man, I know it's a crazy, man. What about the legend in Holiday? Can you imagine Holiday? Because, you know, he was an all-star as well. I never, ever do I want to forget, when I'm talking like this, to forget that Johnny was a baller as well.
Yeah, and you know what? He was, you know, Johnny's been making NIL money for 75 years.
Exactly.
He was the king of the NIL before there was NIL. So, yeah, for sure.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, he's still getting it done, man.
Love him to death. Hey, man, appreciate you. I'm just pulling for you, man. Go out and do what you guys are going to do. And, again, we act like this is the end. This is just the beginning. We haven't even got to the Big Ten tournament. We haven't gotten to the craziness of all of it. But just know that you go in with a sharp blade, and we'll talk about it afterwards.
I love it, Doc. Thanks, man. Always great talking to you.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate that.
As
Coach Thompson would say, man, whatever we had night, he says, simply one of the best. I know you got to make up some time right now, brother, so I will let you do what you got to do. Apologize for that. But when you get knocky like that, man, that was classic gold, radio gold. We'll pay a few bills and we'll come back. 301-230-0980 is the number. Your thoughts on the Terrapins, Spartans clash Wednesday night.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.